Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open the crown and feel the golden light pouring into your body. And let the energy fill your body so that what we are saying can be received at the highest level, all through you. The challenge before you is to know but not to bond with anything that is around you. It is a kind of challenging separation because the human instinct is to move towards something that is upsetting or towards something that is promising something that usually a promise that cannot be kept. It has a great allure when you are human. So what we want you to do is refuse to bond with either of these things. Refuse to bond with the fear. Refuse to bond with the false promise. Now, what happens when you do that is that your energy returns to your center. And in that separation, there is space for your original energy, the energy you were born with, that energy to return to you and to become an operational part of your life. You have always understood the importance of your own energy and centering in it. But this is slightly different because your world is in such turmoil. You are needing, how do we say this, an older part of your own energy, a part that carries the experiences of many more lifetimes, much more training that you may have had in different aspects. And that part now, if you do not attach to what is going on around you, that part will rejoin you. And from that kind of, shall we say, original energy, you will be able to better see and respond to your own path. It separates you from illusion, and it separates you from fear, and it separates you from false dreams. When you are the power that you are and always have been, there is a clearing in your life, an ability to see where you need to be walking without fear and with the understanding that with that original energy with you again, you are closer in your walk with the universe. When you think of the universe as the creative portion of all that is, and understand that you were created in that energy. That is the energy that made you, that knows you, that understands you, and is also able to look at the world and see what it is. And if you can open to the return of your original power and you can walk peacefully in it, then the universe can guide you with more, what shall we say, more efficiency. It can show you what you need to see more quickly. And pulling that into your center from your origin, that is a very important practice for the time that you are in. We are certainly not going to say to you that you might not have emotional responses to things or worries, but we are saying, as much as you can, do not bond with those things. They are there, you know about them, you feel about them, but do not make them a part of your identity. That has been problematic for many people for quite a while. What happens in the world, what happens with even with things in your life, has nothing to do with your identity. Your identity comes from the universe, and when it is restored in you, you become the power that you were always intended to be. We understand that it is asking a lot in a world that seems to be turning upside down from moment to moment. But if your center is connected to the universe, then you will be able to walk through all that is happening, and you will be able to restore something you may never have felt the need to restore before. And we want that for all of you, that you become who you truly are again. So, once again, begin to breathe. Breathe in peace and exhale fear. Now begin to move your consciousness up and out through your crown. Into the vastness of the universe, unafraid. Happy in the knowledge that you are one of the lights. And so your place is secured by the universe that created you. Now see that a path is illuminated. And begin to walk up that path, aware of all that is, but bonded only to what you are, what created you, and what supports you. Now walk to a place where your teacher waits for you, and spend this time with your teacher. Now know that the teacher has a gift for you. Accept the gift. Thank the teacher. Receive the teacher's blessing. Breathe in the energy of the path. As you come down the path again, know that even the air is blessed, and every step you take is rewarded. Come to the room, and as a service, find a gift or a symbol for all those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.